Today's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by WeVibe. WeVibe are the award-winning makers of pleasure products for couples. Are you trying to infuse more passion and connect with your partner in exciting new ways? WeVibe designs products that work your body to enhance pleasure. I just gave Stephanie and Gigi their very own WeVibe, so next week we'll see how much they loved it. Go to WeVibe.com to learn more right now. That's we-vibe.com. All right, what's up? It's Angela Yee. It's Lip Service.
I'm Stephanie Santiago.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm L'Oreal.
And we got a special guest straight from New Orleans, 3D Nati.
Yeah, 3D Nati. I'm in a building.
New Orleans, baby.
Thank y'all for having me.
Now, listen, I know New Orleans be turned up, okay, because we go there a lot.
We love New Orleans.
Last time we went, we had a blast.
All right, so we're going to start with our tip of the day, and you're going to give your advice, and everybody's going to give their advice, too. What's a good excuse when you have to go missing from your man for a couple of days? What can you tell him happened?
Family shit. Family shit. You got to say something with the family. Pull at his heartstrings. You know?
But only thing I feel like that's bad karma when you say family shit. Like
that's
you got to say.
I mean, you're going missing anyway from your man, so that's going to. It's kind of bad karma.
What if he's like, well, what kind of family shit? Why didn't you call me and tell me?
Make up something. I'm good on the fly. You just make up something. My brothers, I'm with my brothers all the time. Something happened with the family. I got to go in.
I can't really discuss it.
Yeah, I can't really discuss it.
It's family business.
Clearly, she's done this before.
Yeah.
What do you say, Stephanie?
I think you should just blame it all on your homegirl. Like, oh, my homegirl has something to do. Going with her somewhere. It's her.
It's an emergency. But I can't tell her business like that.
Gotta be there for my friend.
I feel like you should just blame everything on your homegirl. You go missing, like, you know, something happened. We went to jail.
We went to jail.
Jail's always an extreme excuse.
I couldn't answer.
Listen, guys, I dated a guy one time, and we were, like, away for the weekend. He was my boyfriend, and somebody kept texting him. So when he went in the bathroom, I looked, and he had told the girl that he was in jail. And
oh my God.
That he was locked up and like some whole story about how he just got out, but he was going to hit her. He's taking care of some stuff. That's an extreme excuse, and it always seems like a lie unless you have some paperwork.
Right.
Now you got right. That up online nowadays.
Inmate search.
Yeah. But still, like, you know, back then I was like, okay, because you feel kind of bad. Like, oh man, because that's like the sympathy thing too. Like, I was mad at him, but he was in jail for him.
Fuck that. I know that trick already.
What about you when you go missing?
I ain't gonna lie, I'm the worst liar when it comes to stuff like that. I've been and told on myself, so I don't lie. Sometimes I'll just be like, I was with somebody else.
Yeah, it is.
Nah, you know.
She kind of caught
up with
some shit.
Look, I got caught. I got caught up with some shit. I was talking to this one guy, and I was with my ex. So he was like, where were you? I was calling you. I speak to you every day. I was like, I ain't going to lie. I was with my ex. Like, he didn't even catch me or nothing. Like, I just didn't have a lie.
I don't know. Why would you do that?
But you know I do that all the time.
So what happened?
He stopped fucking with me. I mean, he started fucking back with me
for a minute.
He was like crying. Bad as shit.
You heard his feelings.
I did. It's
Gigi, when you go missing,
I'm gonna start an argument.
Ooh, that's a man's trick.
Yeah. I'm gonna pull up one of them things I got in my back pocket that I never told him about. One of those. I'm gonna pull out one of those and act like I just found out about it and use that to start an argument. So I can
Why do women do that? We know shit and then we keep it like as, all right, I'm gonna use this later. I'm not gonna tell him I know.
As soon as I find out something, I gotta tell. I gotta talk about it.
Be burning you up, Steph?
Yeah, I can't. I don't last longer than 3 minutes.
Yeah. I don't even get backup evidence. I see the first thing.
I'm going off.
Gigi clearly is very.
She has patience. We were just talking about this in the car. Yeah. Gigi has a lot of patience.
It's hard. I agree. It's hard, like, when something happens with a guy and you want to say it right away. Like, is this true? I heard that. Like, we all have different things. Like, L'Oreal, you're the type of person to try to trick him into saying something by acting like you know more than what you know.
Yep, that's exactly what I do. I'd be like, because, you know, I ran into your boy and he told me about that bitch I was with.
Yeah, I'm the same. And then he'd be like, with the reverse psychology. Make him confess.
Yeah,
that's the Jedi mind trick.
Come out with it. I want to know. You tell me. But sometimes I do be knowing a little bit, so I'll just try to hint around it and just let him say more.
But you get caught the same way too.
Yeah, that's exactly. Oh man, one time I got caught real bad. But I just came out and said I was with Ange, and I was like, remember that last time? Last time we was here, we went to lunch with so and so. That nigga was like, looking at me and shit like, y'all went to lunch with so-and-so, right? So she got out the car. As soon as she got out the car, oh, so you went to lunch with that nigga, huh? But I told on my damn self. I don't know what the fuck be wrong with me.
You want to get caught.
I'm honest.
Gigi might be, but you still do shit you're not supposed to do. So what difference does it make if you're honest about it?
I'm an honest liar.
That's what guys always say. I'm an honest liar. I always forget my lies. So right. That's why I would say my family, because, you know, they'll back me up with my shit. Like, no, that's not what you said. You shouldn't be doing that. So
she's like, I know that's the lie I always use. Yeah. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah,
that's it. So your family going to lie,
it
too.
It works for me. I mean, it has worked for me. It has worked for me.
You got to say that, like, somebody had is sick that don't really exist in your family.
Yeah, because that's fucked up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like, my grandfather died.
My Uncle Joey.
Like
my little sister. I don't even have a little sister.
Damn.
It's kind of fucked up, but I blame it on like debts on my father's side because I'm not really close with them. So I just blame
Damn, so you just killed the whole family off.
I just picked one, whatever one.
That's crazy.
Shit.
Now let's talk about your song, Maria. We just saw the video, and that's a deep song. Has anybody here ever had a friend that was jealous of them? That y'all grew up together, was mad cool with each other, and then the relationship changed and you felt like they was jealous of you?
I mean, the song is partially true. Out of respect for the situation, I don't really talk about it too much, but it's partially true. It's especially the jealousy side. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So
right. I mean, do you ever feel like you have friends that are jealous?
No, I don't like to feel like that towards my friends. If I feel like I'm around someone who is a hater, who's hating on me, I just don't be around them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
But what if it's somebody you grew up with?
So, I mean, I've had, I've had issues with, I had a best friend that I was best friends with for 15 years. And, you know, I never want to call it jealousy. I feel like she was just mad at herself for not being successful. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she saw everything that I was doing and she probably could have did everything I was doing if she wasn't doing the dumb shit that she was doing, you know? So I feel like that kind of changed the dynamic of our relationship because I was successful and she was just complacent in the same place, you know? She was just stuck in her ways. And
did you feel like you had to try to help her?
I did. I tried to help her with everything. I even got her an internship at Def Jam. I tried to help her out. She said that she didn't want to take it because they weren't paying her.
Girl.
I mean, situations like that always kind of remind, especially if you're just living your life. You're doing what you got to do. You're accomplishing your goals. So if somebody is jealous, that's just going to remind them of what they're not doing with their lives.
Right.
And when you see that, you got to distance yourself. You know, so we can use the word friend, but we kind of realize they probably weren't really friends in the first place.
Right.
Yeah. So you distance yourself in those situations.
It just makes me sad. I really hate to think that, you know, she was jealous of me. I felt I'd rather like look at it like she was just mad at herself.
She was unhappy with what she had going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But in the song Maria, your friend really was, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was jealousy.
It was hard for you to write that because you said it is partially true. So
somewhat. It's just about one friendship. It's just about one friendship, that the dissension of our friendship.
Gigi, I know. You done had your friends fuck your man and all kind of shit.
Old. That's deep.
Yeah. I think the situation that I've spoken about before, the friends that I've had for a long time that went and told on me to my man, I think that had some jealousy in the underlying tones of that.
Yeah, because why else would you do that?
Right. Yeah. I feel like one of the two girls in particular, because prior to that, you know, she was going around claiming she was responsible for my popularity and responsible for, like, Gigi McGuire.
She
like,
wanted some
becoming
credit.
That person. Yeah, and it was because she put me on to Magic City. But just because you put me on to Magic City doesn't mean that you taught me how to dance and you gave me my personality.
You could have been whacking.
That's where my I don't even like to say fame because I'm not famous, I'm popular. But my popularity came from myself. It came from my talent and my personality, not because you told me to go dance at Magic City.
Right, because there's hundreds of girls that have danced at Magic City.
That we don't even know their name, nor will we ever. It's just a fact.
Have you ever had friends, L'Oreal, that you felt like were jealous of you?
Yeah, I had one in particular, and I just felt like she started trying to become me.
and like talk like me or do things that I would do, or you
know. She started talking like raspy and shit.
Yeah, she did actually.
Raspy.
No, like her voice changed. Thank you. Yeah, her voice changed. It was just like, I don't know, it was weird, but you know, it got to the point where I couldn't be friends with her anymore because I just felt too weird.
That's
like,
weird for somebody to change their voice now. Nah, I'm telling you.
And like at first, like my friends would say something to me like, yo, what's up with this bitch? Is sick. Like, why she sound different? She's starting to talk like right. Her voice is getting higher. Like, you know, all kind of
shit. She was like, Larry, what you gonna be doing later today?
It was actually Angela. No, I'm joking.
Why would you do that?
You're annoying.
Nah, but that's scary though, because you never know what that person
single,
might.
What are you? Yeah. Like?
You know,
what are you? Light skin.
Light skin female.
Yeah, but you never know what that person might. You can't trust them because if you tell them your secrets, you don't never know what's going to happen. Like, just somebody that's jealous of you, that's a friend. That's, like you said, that's not really a friend.
Yeah, and if you feel like they're your friend now, every time you're telling them your win, you know what I'm saying? It feel like they want to try to one up you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, we not in competition. Like, I'm telling you because you're supposed to be my friend, I'm thinking you're going to be happy for me. You understand?
Yeah, that's one thing. I as soon as I notice that girls that are around me are trying to compete with me, I stop fucking with them. Because I'm not in competition with people that I'm friends with. Right,
right, right.
Like either we build together or you do you, I do me, and we meet up in the middle. Like,
or if you're like, he tried to talk to me. Girl, he tried to talk to me too.
I got a friend like that.
So is it really a friend though? I mean, if you realize that.
I mean, we've been friends for 20-something years, but I think that this particular friend just has a case of mistaken identity. Like, she's just one of those Mrs. Me Too people. That everything.
So you learn to deal with identity
theft. Yeah. It's okay. Like everything that you on, she on. Or every nigga that you know, she know. You're like, girl, I think I got an STD. Girl, I'm
sorry. Right?
She really is like that. And I love the girl to death.
I had that three
times,
been
girl. Friends for years and years, and I love her to death, but she really is like that. Like, she'll assume different personalities based on her. She's like a chameleon.
Right.
Like, based on her surroundings, she changes
that's
into a whole different person.
I don't like people like that. Yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Oh, no, this is just off of me.
Have you ever felt like you were jealous of one of your friends? Because that's a hard thing to admit.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Boss Bitch. Financial expert and best-selling author of Rich Bitch, Nicole Lappin is back with a new book, Boss Bitch, a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career. Equipped with witty anecdotes, battle-tested tips, and the raw, honest truths we all need to hear, Boss Bitch show you what it really means to be a boss. Because when Lappin talks about being a boss bitch, she isn't talking about Meryl Streep in The Devil Wears Prada. She's talking about somebody who takes charge of her future and embraces being a boss in all aspects of the word, whether as the boss of her life, her own company, the literal boss at work, or all three. Founder of Spanx, Sarah Blakely, says of Boss Bitch, the role of women in the workforce is changing, and today women are disrupting the workplace for the better. Ladies, it's time to disrupt your own industry. Boss Bitch will show you how. Being a boss bitch isn't something to apologize for. It's something to celebrate. So lead by example, take charge of your life and career, and pick up a copy of Boss Bitch today. Available everywhere books are sold.
No, that's a hard thing to admit.
Because friend is a strong word to me. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not gonna use it.
Did she take one ice cube?
But she just kept the ice though.
I'm not gonna use that word if it's not that deep.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it has to be deep to me. I don't just meet bitches or just meet people and say they're my friend.
Right.
So no, if one little inkling. You know, if I know your personality, then cool. You learn to deal with shit. But certain things, you got to distance yourself because they're going to, you know, bring you down. Mm-hmm. You're going to find yourself telling your other friends and all this here shit. So you might as well just distance yourself.
Sure.
All right. Now, do you know any men or women who lie about people they have sex with? In this day and age, at our age, do you know any women in particular that have lied and said they have sex with somebody they didn't?
Girls do that.
Yeah, I don't.
I know one. a girl. Yeah, she told me that she slept with, not just slept with, but that she was fucking with an artist that I knew good and damn well she wasn't fucking with this nigga. But like,
how do you know though?
Because I know chicks that are lying and say they didn't fuck with.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah. No. I mean, that's normal.
I know us in this room.
I've done it.
I know some chicks.
I know some chicks.
Yeah, I denied some chicks.
it too, because guess what? If I ain't come, it don't count. So, mm-hmm. Nigga, yeah. You's a lie. Mm.
Well, when you look at it like that.
Then shit.
Nah, but I mean, it's just some people that are kind of, they want attention. You know what I mean? And they might think that's cool or something like that. Right. And I think that was the case with this person.
I always feel like if you're not really like popping like that, you might do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because like the average person won't, but if you kind of like... There's certain people that always try to talk to people, but no one ever likes them. Mm. Da 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 da.
And I know men like that, but not.
But that's so lame.
Yeah.
It is lame. Oh,
men do that shit all the time.
Yeah. Men do it. Women do it. People do that shit. That shit is sad.
I'm not lying. I'm not trying to add nothing. If anything, we trying to slice it.
Mm-hmm. Slice it.
That's
right.
Why I'm here with it. Like, why would I add? Why would
No.
Do we really think about that? Like, do we still think about that? I don't want to add another body.
No, I don't think like that. Let me tell you something. 2 years ago, I decided that I didn't want to add to my body count, and if I wanted to have sex, I was only going to have sex
with somebody I already had sex with.
And I ended up in one of the worst relationships of my whole life.
Okay.
So it doesn't make sense. If things don't work out, you're a human being. Keep trying. Keep meeting people. Right. It's okay.
You got to fuck all of them, though.
No, like, you don't have to fuck.
She's saying you don't have to care.
You can't limit yourself like that. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I just don't want to add a body, so I'm going to go fuck with this nigga who already shitted on me my whole life. You know,
so if you want to ask somebody, basically have sex with them and don't worry about your number.
I don't think it's time for you to, if you meet somebody and it works out, don't think I can't sleep with you because
right.
I don't want to add to my body count. That sounds so dumb. It sounds childish.
Shit, well, I done been dumb and childish because I done went back to an ex thinking like, well, shit, I'm not trying to fuck no new nigga and I want to have sex.
That's the dumbest
shit. So I'm going to fuck my ex.
That's just dumb.
I mean, not that it didn't work out because I didn't look
was
at it like
sex?
Yeah, it was just sex. You get what I'm saying? But I'm not gonna have no one night stand.
It depends on what you want.
Yeah,
you know what? I don't have sex with none of my exes ever.
Me either. I'm done. I'm not doing that. That's
I don't
stupid.
Like my
it's
exes.
Going backwards.
Well, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
If you know, like, if you in the past you were looking for a relationship or you were looking for these qualities, and now you'd vetted this person, you know they just don't possess those qualities, but the dick may have been good,
right.
And your pussy is wet right now.
Right.
Then maybe you want to go, you know, because y'all don't have those same expectations.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm just not attracted to any of my exes. Once we break up, because sometimes
that's
they done did.
Yeah,
like,
that's definitely.
Yeah, like none, of, like not one of them, not one of my exes would I want to have sex with. Because once I'm over somebody, it's over. Like I can't even. I kind of feel like it's got to be somebody new for me. Because I
why
can't.
Do you feel like you've grown past them, or
I just don't like them anymore?
Just turned off.
But it's really a thing
happened.
Of going backwards. Right. Why would you go backwards?
I feel like all my exes, like you know, most of my exes.
Right. You could go backwards with a new nigga. Don't get it twisted. Yeah.
You can definitely go backwards.
Yeah,
with
this
a
is
nigga.
What I'm true. True.
That I mean, really I guess it all depends on what it is you decide to do. Like sometimes, like my ex, you know, my ex did me so dirty, I could never ever fuck him again. Because I just feel like he don't deserve it.
Emotions are involved now.
But I'm not even emotional about it. I just don't like him in that way. I don't even, like, I couldn't even imagine doing that. He's an attractive guy. And we're cool. Like, we're friends. I just
but sex.
But you're thinking about, like, old exes. I'm talking about, like, the last nigga that I might have stopped
fucking
with. I'm not
somebody that you wasn't maybe that serious with.
Exactly.
So that's not really an ex, then. That's just somebody
I still consider that nigga my ex. Fuck that.
Yeah. Everybody I had sex with is my ex.
Yes.
Like, yep, because soon as you fuck, you my boyfriend.
Yeah.
That's in the words of Passport Cuddy, if you have sex with me, then you're my boyfriend.
I like that. Go ahead, Cuddy. That's what I'm talking about. We go together, nigga.
We go together.
Now we go together.
Soon as you put the dick in, now we go together.
We go together.
All right, now here's...
Wait, you're a little crazy.
No,
nah, I think I get it though. I get where she's coming from with it.
Because that's what we call guys who said, but my ex. I don't know.
But when I say my ex, I'm talking about my real ex.
Right.
Though.
Some of my exes are like, I have an ex that he was supposedly my boyfriend, but I don't consider him my ex.
Yeah, no, I'm not giving the ex title to a guy who I wasn't in a real relationship.
Whack.
So what do you call
me
him?
Either.
Some guy I used to deal
some
with.
Some guy I used to fuck with.
My ex mistake.
Yeah.
You are only qualified in my book as an ex if we had a significant relationship, a real relationship.
Right.
If we ain't have a real relationship, if we were just fucking on each other and hanging out,
what's
fucking
a real
each
relationship?
Other.
Did we go on vacation?
were we committed? Fakely.
Right, committed.
Who's ever really committed? Yeah, did we think we were committed? Did we travel with Kate? Did we know each other's family? Did we spend holidays together? Did we live together?
Exactly.
Did you have a key to my shit or vice versa?
Did you buy my Rolex?
I mean, clearly. No, not yet.
I feel like when I start fucking with somebody new, 9 out of 10 times, I leveled up. So, like, fucking with my exes,
is like
especially now, like, compared to the body I'm having now, their body is just, it don't work. It's kind of a turn off. Like, just thinking about having that sex that I used to have is a turn off.
Are you embarrassed about people from your past? Like,
yes.
Yeah.
I don't even need to think about that answer. Right.
Yeah,
there's probably one or two for me that I really was like, I don't want. Like,
I can say
niggas might know I fuck with him. Used to fuck with him, but I would never touch him with your pussy, or anybody's
pussy.
Well,
thank you, I appreciate it. Thanks for caring. For you, 3D Nazi, is there guys that you're like embarrassed about?
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you still run into them?
They're right in New Orleans right now.
Oh, shit.
Good luck to y'all.
Good luck to y'all.
It's not a lot, but good luck to y'all.
Good luck to y'all.
Good luck to you.
If you see them, you speak?
Yeah. You know what? One time, this dude, he tried to blow my shit up. I was speaking on a panel. I went...
Nah, he ain't shit.
Positive.
Matter of fact, I was speaking at a university in New Orleans. So I'm up there, and I'm trying to be as professional as I can be. And he get on a mic.
He gets on the mic.
You know, at the end of this, you know, at the
Q&A.
They stand in line. Did you see him standing in line?
He stood in line. And I was like, this nigga don't go here.
He does not go here.
He got on the mic and he was like, so how do you feel about people in your past?
No.
I mean, who helped you out?
Didn't.
I'm like, this nigga, you never helped me do anything. I mean, dick wasn't even good, but I can't say that.
As a professional on a panel, what did you say?
Honestly, when I spoke, I was like, I mean, there's people in the past that have played a part, and those people are still here with me today.
Ooh.
So I don't have these problems.
Those people who are not helpful are on the mic asking questions.
Next.
I ain't get that deep.
That was a good one.
If I would have had one of these, I probably would have got a little deeper.
Yeah.
What if you'd been like, no, you know I helped you.
he fell back.
Mm-hmm.
He played his position. Go sit down and enjoy the rest of my speech.
He already played himself by raising his hand to get on the fucking mic.
He played himself by getting up in that line.
The whole time he was standing there. And I was like, what is he doing here?
You don't even go here.
Why are you here? You a street nigga. Like, but he...
he ain't shit for going,
why
though.
Why are you here? Would you feel like you could understand why he said that, though? Like, did he help you in any way?
Absolutely not.
He was in his feelings.
What happened was he kept. I'm gonna be 100% honest. What happened was when I was in a relationship with somebody else, I was fucking with him.
He was a side piece.
Mm-hmm. And when I stopped fucking with him because it wasn't a. Right. I don't really want you.
Right.
Like, I just was you. I was occupying my time at the time, and when I moved on, he started hitting me up on social media. He started telling people that I knew, like
all this
type of shit. So I was ignoring him.
Right.
And we know some of the same people. So a lot of the people from the area was there. It was a little big thing.
Like, why you doing him so dirty like that?
No, they was like, your boy is crazy.
Yeah, sound like a psychopath.
Yeah, it was like, he's crazy.
Mm.
He probably watched this. Make sure you press like or something good. When you watch
it. You said the dick wasn't even that good, though.
He was going to comment.
I mean,
right.
It was
fuck
all right.
Her.
Maybe I was being petty. But
so
it was
this comment would be like,
you ain't say that when
but your main
your
dude was better than your side dude. Because you're supposed to have like a...
I mean, I'm not with him anymore.
Right.
I'm not with the dude that I was fucking with.
Did he find out?
Shit, by all the shit that he was doing,
he found out because she was like, you know, my family has some issues. I was born.
And then I forget my life.
Like, no,
my dad's sister passed away. My auntie Nora
again.
Nah, that was her sister. So they got the same name. You gotta say some shit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now, if a guy offered to help you out financially. And he didn't do it. Would you still talk to him?
Cut off immediately.
No. Girl, bye. No. I didn't cut a nigga off for $200 before. I mean, it was years and years ago. I'm talking about like early 2000s, maybe like 2001.
You said $200.
I asked him for $200. I don't even remember what the $200 was for, but I asked him for $200, and he spent me for $200. Come calling me 2 days later. I ain't got no time for you. That's crazy.
Well, Steph, you said the key word,
promise. So if you make a promise to me, period, I gotta cut you off. It's not just the money. Like, you gotta don't lie to me. Don't lie to me like that.
Do you tell him like it's because didn't give me the money? Because
of course I ended up seeing him after the fact. Mm-hmm.
So listen, something like this happened to me, right?
Everything happens.
So yeah, everything happens to me, of course. So I was on the phone with somebody and I got a car accident. Like, they was on the Bluetooth, whatever. And they knew that everything that happened.
The police aren't listening. You don't have to lie and say you was on the Bluetooth.
I was on the Bluetooth. It was my car. So I get into the accident and he was on the phone. So I hung up the phone, whatever. So he kept calling back. He's like, what happened? I'm like, I got into an accident. I'm pissed. I got to pay for this. Then the cop ended up giving me these tickets, all this shit. He's like, don't worry about it. We're going to figure this out. I'm going to help you. That sound like a promise to me, right?
He didn't say financially. He might have been here to talk you through it.
No. That's a promise. Yeah, there ain't no fucking
talk. We going to work this out. I'm going to talk to you. Yeah. I mean, I'm helping you with whatever you got to pay for.
Don't fix the car, nigga. Like, money do. Exactly. You feel me? So, all right. Now it comes time to pay for the shit, right? So I'm like, yo, you say you was going, da-da-da. He's like, all right, let me know when it's due. It's due now, nigga. Like, oh, all right, I got you. Never gave me the money. Then tried to hit me on some shit like, yo, I want to take you to dinner, da-da-da-da-da. So I just been curving him.
You
like,
know what's deeper, though? The fact that he volunteered it.
Yeah, volunteer, my nigga. I didn't ask you for nothing. Mm-hmm.
That's the worst. So.
And I didn't tell you I needed it. I didn't nothing. I didn't, like you said, I didn't ask. Mm-hmm. You volunteered. So now it's time to pay up. So where you at, brother? Like, what up, Brad?
But what if he's like, you know what? I just don't have it.
So say that. Just don't spend.
First of all, I'm not fucking with a nigga that don't have it. Like,
don't volunteer. Happen.
Well, like what? Yeah, then don't volunteer.
Things happen in life. He could have invested his money in a stock that went bad, and you know.
I invested my time in him, and that went bad.
Especially that situation. If that's the situation,
time is worth more than money. You can't get debit.
That situation is immediate. It couldn't have been that far. How long did it take for all of those things to happen? How long did
it
take?
Not like a month, 2 months, the most.
So what you did with your money? Like, where did it go?
And it's only a little, that's a little bit of money.
Please, and a month is sufficient time. I was thinking like a week.
Mm-hmm. Nah, because you know, because you got to go to court because I had tickets and all that shit. So between all of that, I mean, I paid for it.
And then you get the car fixed and then you got to wait for the money, the check to come from the insurance company.
Yeah, you got
to
do all of that.
You got to pay the deductible.
He should have took care of all of that. And then,
look, if you tell me you're going to give me something, I want it on site. I don't care.
On site.
I want it on site.
But he didn't. What if he didn't even give you all the money? What if he just said, here's $500 to help?
I can understand that.
That's a little better. That's better.
Yeah, something is better.
I don't got it right now, but here's $500 to help out. Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know what a guy taught me?
Guys can't be choosers.
Money is not guaranteed unless it's in the hand.
Mm. I agree with that.
That's so if a motherfucker be like, book your flight, I'll give it to you when you get here, bitch, don't do it.
You got the Cash App, bro?
Cash App, PayPal. You got a Wells Fargo, a Bank of America.
Right.
I accept all those forms.
What if a guy's out with you and he's like, I forgot my money at home. I'll give it right back.
This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Audible. Do you love books but find that you never have time to read them? With Audible, get audiobooks and listen to those books you've been meaning to read on the go. Their app is free and it works on all Apple devices, Android, and Windows Phone. You can also download and listen on your Kindle Fire and over 500 MP3 players. With Audible, you own your books, so you can access your books anytime and anywhere right from your smart device. Audible also has the Great Listen Guarantee. If you decide you don't like the book you choose, no worries. You can exchange any book you aren't happy with for another title anytime, no questions asked. I have a lot of guilty pleasures, a lot of fictional novels that I like to read, but some of my favorites are autobiographies. Most recently, I read Bobby Brown's autobiography as well as Taraji P. Henson's. And when I say read, I mean listen to it on Audible. You can't make more time in the day, but you can make the most of it. Turn your walk into something more with a free trial at Audible. Go to audible.com/Angela and start now. That's audible.com/Angela, AUDIBLE. Enjoy a walk in the park, maybe a little jog, and a twist in the plot with Audible.
I'll be like, come on, let's get in the car.
Let's get it.
I was hosting a party. I know this isn't a dating situation, but I was hosting a party, and I got there, and the promoter was like, oh, you gotta put your room on your card. I was like, alright, take me back to the airport. I'm going home. Damn. I swear to God, I kept the deposit and I went home.
So he didn't try to give you the cash right there and say,
nah, he was like, after the party I'll pay you the party.
That sounds crazy.
I was like, nah, take me back to the airport. I don't play that shit.
On site.
These promoters is getting beside their motherfucking
self. It was a minute ago. I've been hosting parties for years. I've been hosting parties for 5-6 years.
Right.
That was a long time ago. It was probably like at least 4 years ago. Five.
All right, now, what if you let your man borrow your car and then you found something in it, like, that wasn't yours?
Like a furball-y thing that connect to the purse with a K on it? Oh.
Well, damn.
Did this happen
damn
or not?
Specific?
No, it happened to somebody I know.
Okay, that's your story and you sticking with it.
No, it happened to somebody I know. Listen, if I found a furball-y with a K on it, my name start with a K, so I would probably keep it and then show it to him like, look what I got.
Look what you bought me.
You bought me this? It was in my car.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, I'm going crazy, especially because it's my car. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, what the fuck? Hey, what you got going on in my car? Like,
a lipstick, maybe an eyeliner.
Then
he said, well, my sister was in the car.
Yeah, I'm a little bit more calculated. Like, nah. I gotta wait. You're not gonna see my car again, but now I'm in your shit.
Now, fuck now, you and your sister.
I need to figure out what's going on, because you can't, you know. They'll hit you with a lie, whatever. Like, no, you won't be able to do that. So I need a little bit more information.
Mm-hmm. See, that's where I be fucking my shit up, because I'm so fast and
say it right away.
Exactly. I just go for it right away. Mm-hmm. And it gives guys the opportunity to shut your shit down.
Yeah,
because
you don't have anything.
You got to gather that research.
Yeah, be a little bit more calculated. Just watch them a little bit more.
You got to get the light and search the
that's where
prints.
I always
Yo, my new car so bomb. The app on it showed me like where my car at all times, the distance that it was driven, the times and the day and everything.
Stalker. You can't get close.
So I don't have a nigga in my life right now that I would let hold my car, but if I did, best believe I'm on that Jaguar app like this. Oh yeah, nigga.
Stalker.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm not trying to let no nigga borrow my car though. Like, you gotta have a car.
Or
gotta
swap it out.
True.
We could do that, but you should have more than one.
But
more than one car to swap out with yourself. Like, don't drive my shit. But I don't know, that's just weird to me. Like, no, don't take I got a girl car. Don't drive my girl car.
Yeah.
What if you need a favor? Like, listen, because, you know, I live in New York. We got alternate side parking.
Right.
What if I'm like, I'm going out of town.
I need you to move my car.
Yeah. I mean, you know. Or what if he has a car and I have a truck?
Yeah, because I made the mistake of parking my car at the airport recently, and that shit was so expensive. I was like, God,
oh, yeah, no, don't do that.
That shit was higher than my cable bill.
The Atlanta airport ain't like that, but here.
Yeah, I used to leave my car in Atlanta for weeks.
Yeah, that
shit like $12 in the airport here?
No.
It's like $40-something
a day. Yeah, listen, it was $256 for me to go to Miami for the weekend. I went to Miami for the weekend and came back to LaGuardia, and my car was $256.
That happened to us that one day we went to New Orleans.
Yep.
$256 I had to pay to get my car to park. LaGuardia, yeah.
Yeah, LaGuardia don't even have long-term parking.
It'll probably be cheaper if you leave it in Newark.
Yeah, but if you
take
an Uber.
Listen, I flew out of Newark the next time. I caught an Uber.
Yeah, take an Uber.
All right, now, if you go visit somebody and you stay with them, right? Let's say you're going out of town. Damn.
I just laughed.
Shit like, shit, happened to me.
Everything happens to
everything
me.
Everything happens to Gloria.
Say you're like, okay, that's I got a New York boo, right? Mm-hmm. And so he's like, yo, come to New York, you know, whatever, whatever. You're like, all right, you know what? I got to come do some interviews. I'm going to go do lip service. I'm going to go do sway. Mm-hmm. I'm going to just stay with you, so I don't got to bother getting a hotel or whatever. And he's like, yes, come stay with me. Are you obligated to, like, hang out with him, or can you go and do your own thing?
I can't do that. I need my space. I'm not gonna be able to do it, especially if it's not that serious. If I end up staying with you, I promise you're not gonna like me. If I'm fucking with you, you're not gonna like me, because I'm not one of those people that try to be super polite. Sometimes I think, like, socially I'm kind of fucked up. So I'm not gonna be polite. I'm like, okay, I needed a spot. Mm-hmm. I don't need a pal. I don't need a buddy. I don't need you to show me around. Yeah. And that could hurt somebody's feelings. So I'd rather, if I'm not gonna get my own.
Are you gonna sleep in a bed with him? What about after this Hennessy?
She said, I don't need a pal though. That was my favorite part.
I don't need a pal. But no,
are you gonna cuddle?
It depends. Oh yeah. But I can't stay. I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna.
What if you're cuddling?
I'm gonna have to leave if you're gonna, because I don't like clingy. I don't like clingy men. Like I don't need you to always be on me. I want to know where you're at and what you're doing. So maybe I might be the clingy one. I want to know where you're at and what you're doing.
But you don't,
I don't want
tell
you to
her.
Know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I don't want you to know like that.
So what if you're cuddling and he's on your back and you feel his dick is big and hard? Is that gonna make you feel like?
My mouth might start watering. I don't know.
Then I'm on it. Then
there
I'm
you
on
go.
It.
I used to be like her. Like whenever I would go see a guy, I would need him to give me my own room. I wouldn't want to stay in his house or in the same room as him. I would want to have that time for myself. But currently, like the guy that I'm seeing now, I would be so mad if he put me in my own room. I want to be
all in. Well,
you see, I will. If it's my first time flying out to see a guy,
mouth,
then I will.
Like,
I want to.
And then the question is,
my own.
Would you feel obligated to spend time?
Yeah, well,
it's like there's degrees to that relationship. If you're really seeing them, then you're not gonna put me in a room. Who you have at your house?
Right, that's different.
But it depends. Like
that's a good point. If a guy puts you in a hotel, who is staying at your house?
Somebody
or who house you see
so it all depends.
Right.
So,
or how whack you know, is your house?
Or how whack
as
your
women?
House,
right? As women, we have our this dude is for this. This one is for. He's the one that's gonna take me out. I know when I fly in. I know he gonna pull up on me. Whatever like that.
True.
So it all depends on what role he
that
plays.
Right.
If he flew you out there and that was the dude who was gonna fly you out there and you don't want to spend no time with him. Don't blow your shit up. Handle your business. Do what you got to do. Put me in my room. I have business to handle. Right. I'll see you.
When I see you, peace.
We can go to dinner.
Yeah, we can go to dinner. Like maybe the day before I leave or some shit like that.
The
you know,
day make before a I leave.
I agree though. I don't see
you
got to
give them the day
that.
Before.
No, but I feel like and if you really like somebody, you will make them a priority.
You but will, it's not an obligation, then it's what you want.
Are you in love?
Yeah,
because you're in love.
Oh
you're
God.
Coming from a,
yeah,
you're
coming from a place of love.
You're talking about some regular shit.
No,
like,
I said, you know, that's one thing. We've been doing the show for over 2 years, right? And I feel like I've changed a lot, you know.
Changed.
And these times, because it's sometimes I'm in a relationship, there's time that I'm single, and now again, you know, I'm seeing somebody exclusively. So I feel like my move.
Exclusively?
Wow.
My move.
So wait.
I haven't had sex with anybody.
She doesn't have a lot of favorite, she hasn't have a lot of boyfriends and a favorite anymore. She only has one.
So this is not just the favorite. Is this the favorite though?
So
he's the only.
No, was he the favorite though?
No, he wasn't. Remember,
he came along and knocked the favorite out the way.
I was dating two guys, like just casually fucking with two guys. Remember?
Yeah.
And then I met this new one, and
he knocked everybody else off the box. Ask a question right quick.
Yeah.
Especially in your line of work, right? Does love filter shit? Like, is love filtering the way that you answer
you
these
should
questions?
Ask yes.
No, I
yes.
have to say. For Gigi, for sure.
Yeah, Gigi.
No, but I feel like when you have different. I feel like when your emotions are running differently, you answer things differently. You know what I mean?
Does he listen to this podcast?
I hope not.
See, that's what the problem is.
Oh, niggas
when you
be
know
listening.
That a nigga is listening.
They do listen.
My ex told me recently that he stopped listening, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He lying.
He said he don't listen no more.
He lying.
Oh, yeah. He's
hey, friend.
Call me later.
You heard a lot of people's feelings on this shit.
Yeah,
like,
but I mean, whatever. I'm not going to say that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, whatever.
You're not going to say what? See, look, she just filtered herself
she
again.
She did it.
No, but they said that about me because I was just in a long-term relationship and we broke up and got back together and broke up again. So, like, in between those times, my answers changed.
When we first started, she was very careful about her answers.
Very.
And I was
then when they broke
the
up, her answers were wild. Now they're on okay terms, the answers are even.
Yeah, they're even.
Right. So the filter is real.
Yeah.
The filter is very real.
Yeah, I think it exists. I don't think it's purposely that you filter yourself. I just feel like in different situations you just want to answer things differently.
And that's kind of fucked up because I feel like men in the industry, they don't really filter themselves. Like the girl just have to deal with it.
They'd be like, it's part of my business.
Yeah, it's part of my business. And I think that's the thing with me. I have to be 100% honest, so you have to deal with it. So you just gonna have to take that role. But as a woman, no man wants to feel like that's my girl and she's shitting on me. Like,
right,
she's not
that's true.
Yeah, so it's kind of hard, and that's why I asked that question.
Right, who you want to shit on right now? You was about to shit on. Do you have a man right now?
Yes, I do.
Wow. Oh, that voice changes, honey.
Wait, so your answer is filtered.
I felt a little shimmy in that answer, girl.
No, and that's my point.
This the Brita right here.
And that's my point. That's my
Brita
point.
We're going to call you Brita.
Thank you for
that's
the
alkaline water filter. But no, like, I think that's why I do have a man, because I think he appreciates that side of me. He know I'm not going to change. You met me like this, and I'm just going to be 100% honest. I'm not saying anything disrespectful.
So he support us.
No. All right, so let's tell him what he could be doing better. No, I'm playing with you.
Don't you do that shit. I would tell him before I tell you.
He'll be devastated.
I would tell him before I tell you.
What made you decide that you wanted to settle down with him, though? Just because you feel like you could be yourself?
I could be myself. And he's very supportive. And I think that, and, you know, coming up how I came up and coming from where I come from, and I am the protector in my family. I have two brothers. I am the oldest. So it's like, I love being able to have somebody I can release too. I don't have a problem being submissive if it's the one that I can be submissive to.
I think you should be able to be submissive to your man at times, and he should be submissive to you at times.
Yeah, so I've been the one in the past that, you know, you're in a male dominated industry. You have to be strong. You have to be this person who some people might look at as a bitch. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have to be a bitch with the one that you fuck with.
Right.
You
know? How long y'all been together?
Come on now. You're going too deep.
Complete the fifth.
We've been together for a minute.
He's been with me this long, and I've been with him this long.
I hope it wasn't the nigga that was standing in line to ask you the question.
No.
Oh, okay, we see.
We fell in love.
I'm not that weak.
And after that?
I'm not that weak. Nah, and this is actually my first time me even saying that, because people ask me, am I in a relationship? And I just don't feel like it's something that, that's not what we're talking about. But this is a...
Does it affect your music?
I mean, I talk about everything that goes on. So I talk about that. Right. I talk about me being in a relationship. I talk about every aspect of my life. I'm really personable with my music. Everything that I...
Very.
Yeah, I am. So... I think it would kind of be frauding if I didn't talk about that. But I think a lot of times when I'm having a conversation and dudes sliding in my DM, it's not your business. If I'm on Instagram, it's not your business. I'm not posting him.
You tell him, like, when people slide in your DMs?
I do.
Really?
Because it make the sex better.
Oh, shit. He'd be like, you better work for this. You see who the fuck was in my goddamn DMs, right?
See who want me, right, nigga?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. I can't tell my nigga that about anybody DMing me. He gets so tight and jealous. You're right. I already learned
that. Nobody likes me.
Exactly. I'm like, I don't even check my DMs. I don't see it.
You need to know.
I deleted it.
You need to know my reality. Like, I'm
right.
trying I'm to let you,
I'm trying
streets.
To keep you. Yeah. Don't popping ever get it fucked up.
What if it's somebody he knows?
I gotta let you know. And that's because.
Has it been?
Maybe. This week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by SeatGeek. It's always been hard to find the best deal for that game or show you want to go to, and none of those older ticket sites want to change that. Well, here's why SeatGeek is different. They've come along and created an amazing app and websites that makes it easier than ever for fans to buy and sell tickets. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone, and I just used it the other day to look for tickets to the Brooklyn Nets game. Everything about SeatGeek is designed to make life easier for sports and music fans. SeatGeek does all the price comparison for you by searching multiple ticket sites and ensuring that you're getting the best possible deal. They do the heavy lifting, you save time and money. And don't forget, the induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is happening at the Barclays Center, so you might want to look for some tickets for that. Snoop Dogg is inducting Tupac, okay? They want you to get the best bang for your buck. That's why every ticket on SeatGeek is given a grade based on value. You'll immediately see any underpriced seats and be able to find the best deals that fit your budget. And best of all, our listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app, go to the setting tab and click add a promo code, enter promo code Angela. SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Make sure you download the SeatGeek app today and don't forget promo code Angela for that $20 rebate.
I mean, that's kind of fucked up because I know he's going to watch this. I told him I was coming to do this interview. He's going to watch this. But I told him. I told him. And that's
you know, that's me being a, I'm riding for you. I'm letting you know that the people around you may not be
right. In my experience, telling a guy who's DMing me, they always act like they don't care in the beginning. Like, oh, so whatever.
Then it come up later.
As soon as the argument,
as soon as and I'm not only talking about my current thing. I'm talking about every single time.
He's a thing now.
Right.
Nah, that's my thing.
My current.
Nah, a nigga loves to throw some old shit.
Exactly.
And
you
fucking.
You wasn't saying that when Allen Iverson was in your DM.
Exactly. I learned my lesson. I'm not like that shit don't even, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm just in a place that I'm just so over the DM shit.
Have you ever been excited about somebody DMing you? Like, yo, I can't believe this.
Nah,
person.
I've had some good pickups in the DM.
And you passed on it because of your thing.
No. Before him. Nah, but I'm not gonna lie. One of my best pickups was
she
when my
pickups,
last
like
boyfriend.
Yeah.
When my last boyfriend, my last serious relationship went away. I was so miserable, and I had a pickup like 2 months later.
Pick it up.
And I was so used to curving everything at this point, but I seen this and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna curve this. And I know if I would have been with my ex boyfriend, I would have definitely curved it. And I'm so happy I didn't.
Can you take anything serious from your DMs though?
No. Never.
I don't think I can either, because no. I'll be thinking like he's DMing bitches.
DM like 20 other times in a DM situation.
Yeah. It's just pickups.
I'd rather curve, like, because
it's just weird to me. It's best to curve. It's best
there
to
was
curve.
One
but
guy
if you're in a place where you're like, well, I ain't got shit going on right now.
When you're single, completely single, you don't have nothing you like, you could pick a little thing.
That's called occupying your time.
Exactly.
A little entertainment.
No, I do have to say this, though. Uh-oh. I met the realest nigga ever in my DMs.
Oh, really?
Okay, Gigi.
Bye.
I met the realest nigga ever in my DMs.
Next question.
That's
okay,
all
brother.
I want to say.
Okay, brother.
That's all I want to say.
You can't just say that. What do you mean the realest person ever? Like, what does that even mean?
The realest nigga ever. I met him in my DMs.
Why is Stephanie rolling her eyes? Because she don't believe
I know
you.
What she's talking about, and I know what she's doing. Yeah. Let's move on.
Can you fill us in?
Yeah. No. Give us a little more.
You did this to yourself, Gigi.
And you don't think that like he's hitting any other bitches in the DM? Like, that's what's weird.
I don't care.
You don't care?
No.
See, I don't like that shit. Don't be DMing bitches.
She don't
DMing
really mean
me.
That. She's just propping a nigga.
No,
next
I
question.
Do mean it. She said she propping him. I'm just thinking to feel good about himself.
I'm confused. Is this true or not?
I mean it.
Okay.
Do you think it's easier to be in a relationship or to be single when you're in this industry?
I definitely think, for me, I think it's better. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's easier if you're single, but I think it's better if you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Because he's my friend.
Right.
He's my friend. That's my dog. So I think it's better that I'm in a relationship because it make me better. It kind of... It's
baby,
come on, man. We
you make me better.
Right.
You make me better.
I get it. I'm a movement by myself.
Hey, but I'm a boss
when we're together.
Stop that.
Oh, my God. I'm hearing this on the headphones.
Right. You got to have him in the video like the bodyguard off this motherfucker.
I think it's good because he's not one to try to be as... He's possessive when he needs to be. And I kind of like that in him, but he's not one that'll be all behind me or trying to let everybody know unless I let him know at this moment it's okay with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's better because I like to feel like
security.
I'm his.
Stable.
Yeah.
I feel like sex is better when you're in love.
It sure is.
But
you're so in love.
I know. This shit is like disgusting. I'm like, no.
I'm not in love right now. But I think it's better when you're in love.
Yeah.
What's the craziest thing that you say during sex?
It truly is, but I feel like y'all kind of baiting something right now. And I'm in the middle of that.
I like when they're savages. Like, this ain't right.
What happened to my savages?
Yeah, this shit ain't right. Fuck that.
Currently, Gigi is and more savage than
don't
I am.
Don't blow her spot up.
I'm
like
single.
That.
Yeah. She's single. So
we
she
switched.
Do that.
Me and Gigi.
I see Gigi on Instagram all over the damn world. I'm like, what is going on?
Yeah, you know,
on?
And
like,
Gigi's still filtering shit. Yeah, that ain't savage.
You Gigi riding fucking bikes in the streets of Miami.
This ain't the savage I know. With your bike and your skirt and shit. She's a bitch who's riding a bike with a skirt on. With a maxi dress and a hat.
But I went straight to the room and changed my clothes. Did y'all peep that? No.
No, we didn't see that part.
So what are some of the craziest things that you've said in the bedroom during sex?
Is yours?
What are some? That's not crazy.
It's not yours.
It's kind of crazy if it's natural.
Right, right. Exactly. Anything goes. Don't believe it. Yeah.
I want to fuck your brother.
All right, listen. I love you. I want to fuck your brother. You said that.
I
love
no, you. I was just joking.
All right, I'm all right. This is what I'm doing. I'm going to play a little game with y'all. Okay? I'm going to be a guy, and y'all answer immediately what would be your answer in the bedroom
be
if he says this, okay?
I love this game.
Okay, I like this game too.
Do you like it already?
Right. Yeah, no, it's a cool game.
Where should I come?
On my face.
She said, ooh.
Wherever you want to come. Let me see how real it is.
Wherever you want is a good answer.
I said, on my face. Wherever in my mouth.
Wherever you I said, want. On my ass. Because usually with me, when a nigga about to come is when he hitting that thing from the back.
True.
So just true. Right there on my ass.
Okay. I would have probably said in my mouth.
Next one.
What position you want?
Back.
From the back?
From the back, but I'm a rider.
Oh.
Oh,
hey.
Yeah. Stallion.
Y'all so funny.
Stallion. Who's your daddy?
You.
And there we go when you say crazy shit. Because it depends.
Who's your daddy? It depends.
Who's your daddy? Jesus.
Did I get my shit on site?
Is this the biggest dick you ever had?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Yes. No.
No.
Come on,
no. See, now not if it's like, not the truth, you gotta be like,
you gotta be like,
I do it. It's too good.
Okay, ready? Which hole you want it in?
Well,
come on, you took it too far.
Come on, you gotta answer the question.
Do a nigga really say that?
Let's make this up right now.
But do a nigga really ask that?
I don't think I ever had a nigga ask me what hole I'm.
Well, good. Now somebody can that you met on Instagram can ask you.
The realest nigga.
The realest nigga.
Yo, I'm done with you.
Dying.
Which good hole you saying, Ange?
My pussy.
my pussy.
My pussy.
My mouth.
Sound like you debated
my mouth.
That.
Right. That.
My mouth of my pussy.
Do you want me to stay or you want me to go home?
Stay, bye, baby. Nigga.
No.
Oh, she used to say that they had to leave. Now she says stay.
Yeah, that's that filter.
Jeez,
Britta. Come on, Britta.
Deal.
That's it. That's the new shit,
I
right?
I can't
Britta.
Be away from the nigga for 10 minutes.
Okay. Oh.
All right, what song you want to hear to fuck to?
Oh. Mm.
Depends on my mood. I like to hear myself.
I know that's right,
girl.
Which song?
I be, no, I'm not saying my music. I'm just saying I be turning my song
to Maria.
No, that's a terrible song.
No music.
Please don't.
No music.
You're so childish. I don't know.
I want to hear that ass.
I have a whole, and my brother thought this shit was so funny, but I had a whole playlist.
Right, the sex
and
playlist.
I used to kind of see what song you gonna stop on.
Because
like,
I'm childish like for that.
I'm childish like that.
This nigga
not.
Stopped our song too. Right. Fuck this nigga.
You know, I think right now, like Bryson Tiller, The Weeknd, and Party Next Door is good to have sex with.
Listen, right? I don't have sex to music. I don't have.
I mean, you just
right,
put it
sex
on
to
so
music.
You don't hear the girl screaming so much.
You know what?
It's weird for me.
Do you think that you would come faster with or without music?
I have a confession about music.
Uh oh.
I think the
and
guy
I just
comes
noticed this recently,
it.
And I kind of laughed to myself while
that
I was doing it.
That shit is old school. I'm sorry.
Confession about music is that during, like, if I'm giving head to, like, music, like, if music is playing, then I'm going to, like, give head to the beat.
Right.
Hey. Well, that makes
sense. Don't people do that? Yeah. I thought I was weird for doing that.
You're probably, like, the only one that confessed it.
Oh, no. I thought I was a weirdo because I caught myself doing it recently and was like, am I really sucking his dick to the
what
beat?
What song were you hearing? Were you listening to?
Let's get it on.
No, we were actually listening
to Tremaine.
Okay. He's just in that MOP, Annie up. Y'all said, I was about to say like DMX or some shit. Like.
No, I was listening to TP2.com. Hit it hard from the back.
Oh my God, when I was young, I like fucked off that album.
Me too. That was like virgin
young
sex.
Yeah, that was some young sex.
No, I swear. Like my first sexual experiences were to those.
I think me too. That's the crazy thing. But now I feel like if a guy puts on music, I'm like, yo, this is mad cheesy. Like, why? I don't know why I think like that.
Nah, if a dude put the music on, then it's kind of weird. But most of the time, if you know,
we just gonna fuck. We don't got time to put no music on. We've been into it.
We got Sonos. We got Sonos. Put our music on.
You still gotta stop and be like, let me put this playlist on for us to fuck, girl.
No. That was when I was being childish and single, and whatever.
What was on your playlist?
Now, we're not gonna get into that.
But I was getting some head. Getting some head.
Like, go DJ.
I'm like, look, that's my DJ,
and I don't like it. But look, now I feel like
they're gonna know your clap. Okay, go ahead.
All right. I'm gonna let you finish.
You got another your one? Butt to the,
you got
to
another
the
one
or not? Okay. Your turn.
You done?
Yeah.
But no, I really feel like. When I say certain shit, like certain keywords, then a stroke change.
Like,
so I like to, I mean, you know,
cock.
The regular shit, like it's yours.
Right.
This pussy feel good. How you know, all that type of shit. Then a stroke change whenever I say something different. So I kind of.
So you know what to say.
I know what to say.
Certain words. He's like, all right.
Yeah.
And you ever feel like sometimes you're like, all right, this is going on too long. I got to just make him come.
Sometimes. Yeah. If I'm exhausted, I had a long day. I enjoyed it. I got me. We don't need to. Yeah.
I feel like once I start getting dizzy, like something like
that. You need some down?
Water. Oh, exactly. Once I need some water, I need something gotta give. You gotta come.
I'm not gonna lie. Once I come, I'm like ready for you to come.
Me too.
Like, if I come, I'm like, all
after
right.
After a while, I'm like, all right, your turn.
He'd be like, all right, I came. Your turn. Let's go.
Sure. I'll even go to one of
my like,
get-em moves that I know won't make him come. And if that won't work, I start whispering in his ear, begging for to come.
What's your get-em moves?
And that works. My get-em moves?
Mm-hmm.
From the back, laying flat with my legs crossed, and then like throwing
the
it back like that in a circle.
Okay.
No, but with my legs
crossed. Throw that
like
ass in a circle.
Laying on my stomach.
Because it keeps it like my keeps it tight.
Yeah,
like,
keep it tight and flat. Because your stomach flat on the bed.
Mm-hmm.
So that.
Oh, that's a good trick. Thanks.
And then.
Yeah.
I was like.
Thank you.
Okay. And then. If what I'm else? On my back, I'll put my legs up on his shoulders and lift my hips up so that I'm rised up off the bed.
Okay.
And then that always works. And if neither one of those work, then I look at Oreo. If neither one of those work, then I start whispering in his ear but begging for the cum. Like, right. I want the cum so bad.
I think when you do that always works. When you like, oh my God, I want ask him to come. Like, I want you to come so bad.
I think that works too.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
That works every time.
You say, I hope you have a lot of cum.
Okay, no. Fill his pussy up with all that cum, daddy.
See, there you go.
Oh my god.
Because isn't it whack if he doesn't have a lot of cum?
That means with the safari teller.
That mean that he'd already didn't let it.
That he fucked somebody else.
Off. Yeah, he could have been jerking off.
Could've.
He didn't tell us that part. Mm-hmm. He just he said that mean that nigga fucked somebody else.
There's all different kinds of cum. There's like cum that's like thick and just like. That and then there's cum,
and then it's the runny cum
clear,
that gets the dripping down your leg.
I like that one.
Yeah,
you like the runny cum.
I like the runny cum.
Dripping down your leg.
Yeah.
It's worse than when a nigga come in you, and then like 3 hours later that shit come.
Oh,
out.
That shit is disgusting.
3 hours later.
Nah, that happened to me a few times.
That might have been a yeast infection.
Shut up.
No, it's the cum.
It is the cum.
It's the cum because you could tell, like you see it coming out of you.
That's young. It happened to me before. Yeah. That's your new name.
That's me. If that shit happened. Everything happened to me. I ain't gonna lie. I done been through it all, seen it all. Word the mother.
If you were dating a guy, right, and say he got into a fight in front of you and he lost pretty bad, could you still look at him the same?
We gonna start stomping him out together. Me and the nigga. Fuck this bitch ass nigga.
No. I won't look at him the same. I'm sorry. No losses around here.
Would you jump in?
I'm jumping in.
Look.
I
will jump in, but the question is, he's losing, so I have to jump
in. Nah, but you know, I'm like jumping on the guy's back or something.
I don't know about jumping in because I ain't trying to get hurt.
I hear that talk. You can't be fighting no
grown
men.
But then after that, I'm gonna look at him as though I can be a
world star.
Like if I see him, if I see him get his ass whipped, then in my head I'm like, oh nigga, I know I can beat you now. So
yeah.
Anything you say don't
but
mean.
But what if it's right, not a fair fight? Like, I think that's always
shut up. You got your ass
start,
beat.
Even if you love him, you're
then
gonna
I'll beat
to
your
lose
ass
respect.
Like Ray Ray did.
No, you will lose.
You're
respect.
Gonna lose respect for him. You're gonna. Yeah. You can't. You can't.
Every time you argue, you like shut the fuck up. You got your ass beat.
Before I call that nigga from down the street, you want me to call him?
Make me call him.
Then you gotta explain to call your friends. Yo, I was such and such, and you got to a fight.
I will wake you up out of your sleep like Angela. Yeah. This nigga got his ass whooped.
That's a FaceTime call, like bitch.
One time my ex came home and he got his ass beat. Like he got his ass beat, and I was like, "What happened?" And he was like, "Oh, I got jumped back at the ranch." Like 2 weeks later, I was taking a taxi, and it was like a OJ cab in the Bronx. They have OJ cabs. And I was talking to the driver. He was a guy from the hood, and he was the guy who beat up my boyfriend.
Mm. Oh, shit.
So he didn't get jumped.
He didn't get jumped. I was like, yeah, because I was telling him, I was like, oh, yeah, such and such, my man, he got beat up in this club the other day. You know, and he was like,
I just fucked the nigga up yesterday.
He was like, when? And I told him, I explained. He was like, yeah. I was like, yeah, I feel bad. He got jumped. And he was like, he said his name. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, that nigga didn't get jumped. I beat that nigga's ass.
Damn.
I was like, oh my God. So I went home. I went home and I told him, I was like, listen, I was in the car with Byron. Shout out to Byron. And he told me you didn't get jumped. And he was like, oh, how you know that nigga? He's lying. We got into a big ass fight. He slapped me.
And then you beat him up.
No, he slapped the shit out of me that night.
Okay, but so he got his ass beat.
He was mad abusive.
Slap at Byron.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Why you ain't slap Byron like that?
Byron was a little bigger than him, but this guy spent a lot of time in jail. You know what I mean?
Which one?
Byron?
Not Byron. The one that I was with. He spent a lot of time in jail. And, you know, you should know how to defend yourself. And if you're going to get your ass beat, don't come home lying, talking about I got jumped.
Right, be honest.
Yeah, like, you know, you got caught.
He should say he got robbed or something.
You got your ass.
No,
he got his ass beat, and they left him with his jewelry. He came home with all his jewelry and his money. They wasn't
even
robbing
him. Want his shit.
He was just in a club acting stupid. And Byron, he drives a cab. He's security. Obviously, he's like one of those guys that just has mad jobs.
Right.
He probably was selling
Jack of
weed
all
at
trades.
The time.
Yeah.
Or something. You know what I'm saying?
He's the bottle waitress.
And he came home and
nigga did makeup.
You know what I'm saying?
Thanks again to WeVibe for supporting this week's episode of Lip Service. Who doesn't love a gift that works both ways? WeVibe, creators of the couples vibrator and the new WeVibe Sync. Sync discreetly fits between you for hands-free shared pleasure during sex, so you can enjoy your sex life even more. Step it up a notch. The Sync is rechargeable, made with body-safe materials, and are completely adjustable to fit your body, so you'll feel the vibrations right where you want them. And if you and your partner are far apart, you can sync to your smartphone so you can still play together. The free WeConnect app adds to the fun with features like beat mode that vibes to the rhythm of your favorite music, or touch mode for real-time control at your fingertips. Get free discreet shipping, and for a limited time, 20% off Sync or the entry-level WeVibe Unite. Sync up now at WeVibe.com and use promo code LipService.
You know, I'm like, my thing was, you know, like, you look like a herb. And then we got into a big argument. He slapped the shit out of me that day.
You're
I'll
like,
never
all right, let
it.
Me call Byron. You want to fucking put your hands on people?
I was a kid, too. I was only like 16, 17.
I would have rather him keep it real. If he would have been like, I got mad, fucked up, I was out, did some dumb shit, some nigga fucking washed me, but I was drunk.
And I found it funny that he had all his jewelry. He had a watch. He had two chains. He had all. He had a knot of money in his pocket. Because, you know, he came home drunk, so I was taking all his stuff. And I was like, he got all his jewelry.
So they beat him up.
And he got all his money. So, and he got jumped. You got jumped and they didn't rob you? I never heard of somebody getting fucked up by a couple niggas.
Only
and they
from
see
a
him with jewelry.
Don't know how to take responsibility.
Yeah.
Right.
Nah, Byron just washed him up. He was acting stupid in the car.
That's even cornier to lie, fella.
Yeah.
You're gonna get your ass beat and lie.
Now I'm going to
it's
lose
more respectable to take a L. Like, listen,
you
I was
what?
Drunk.
Nah, maybe he felt like he got jumped because he got fucked up so bad.
Right.
Baby, I got jumped. It was mad niggas.
What happened?
It was
mad niggas.
It was 20 of them.
All right, here's the last question for you ladies. Okay, and I've seen this on social media. Rent is $2,500. Oh. Utilities are $350. Y'all live together. How much should he pay?
$28.50.
Good math, girl.
Now, I think he should pay the rent and you pay the utilities at least. Or if he got it like that and he's making way more than me, he's paying everything.
No, but here's
gonna,
the thing.
He's going to pay everything until he tells me that he can't get it in the, you know, until he tells me, I need some help. Like,
yeah. Right. That's but what if at this point y'all got kids?
Would you offer help or he's got to tell you?
I fuck with dudes who will. I've been in relationships where they'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But if you ask me, I'd rather you ask me and say, look, I can't handle it this time. I will respect you more and I will feel like you trust me enough to you know, be vulnerable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd rather that than. We splitting it down the middle.
Nah, yeah.
What the
it ain't no splitting down the middle.
Yeah,
no.
Split. No. So
they supposed to tell you to save your money. Yeah. Like, save your money, whatever. Like you said, if some shit happens and they don't have it for that time, that month or whatever, then you supposed to be able to come and be like, yo, babe, look.
And I feel like it all depends on the type of situation. The women in this room will mostly be with guys who are pretty much millionaires. You know what I'm saying? I think if you're in a regular situation, you guys are both working 40 hours a week, that's okay to go half. You know what I mean?
Now, what if you own a house, it's a mortgage, he moves into your house, should he pay your mortgage?
Yes.
Yeah. Or should just because it's your house that you own, in your name.
Man, his ass is staying there with his fucking ass.
That does not change our living arrangements. Yeah. Yeah. We're still in a house together.
Man, if it's my house,
I feel like besides rent and utilities, a woman has other things to maintain for her lifestyle. You know, hair, nails,
weave.
You know, going
pussy.
You
gotta get that thing waxed.
You gotta go to the barber.
Exactly. No, but his maintenance isn't as bad as our maintenance. Maintenance is expensive.
Fucking cheap ass haircut.
Shit. That's what I'm saying. They could get the haircut for anywhere from $15 to $50. You know what I mean?
I think at the end of the day, it still all comes down
to
if I fuck with you and you're honest with me and you let me know, because if we in this shit together, y'all live together.
Right.
If we're in this together and you let me know that you can't handle it, then I got you. We're not gonna make this a routine thing. So what's the plan?
Right.
Like I got you. This
my nigga, you gotta get back to work. Whatever you was doing before, do it again. Cause nigga, I'm over this.
What if he was like, yeah, let's go get colonics together.
No.
No nasty shit.
Nah, baby, you go get your colonics on your time. I'm gonna get my colonic.
Now you do it with your girlfriend. That's cool.
Colonic party.
That's kind of strange.
Niggas got to do that shit alone.
On their own.
Don't bring your homeboy. That's weird too.
Yeah, no.
Go by yourself.
But what if he's scared? He never did it before. He's like, come on, I want to get one.
You should be scared. You get some shit stuck up your ass. You better be scared.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it's cool.
I get colonics.
But a nigga getting some shit stuck.
We not going to do it together. They playing peaceful music. We having a spa day. No.
Now we can get massages and facials.
Could you watch him get a colonic like he's laying
there? That's nasty.
I'm not watching.
She want to see somebody get a colonic so bad.
I've never had one. I don't know what the process is. Are you on your stomach or on your back?
On your back.
You're on your back. So,
I'm not going to watch anybody put tubes in his ass.
I'm not going to feel comfortable.
I'm mad at her.
No.
Yo, what is wrong with you?
I don't know if you're on your stomach in a
get on your stomach, get the shit shoved up your ass, and watch it come out.
Wait. At work.
So that was, she was just doing like personal research just now. That wasn't the question.
I never had one. I was just wondering.
She was like, I have one more question.
One more question.
Well, listen, we appreciate you for coming through. We had a good time with you today on Lip Service.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
He's going to have a great time when he hears this.
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, good time.
Yeah.
Hey, bae.
Let me ask you this. Now, somebody told me earlier today, they said that we don't like for guys to come in our hair because we've had this discussion.
Oh, yeah.
Does that bother you?
Or my lashes.
That's never happened to me. I won't allow it.
That bothers me. And I, even when with real hair, fake hair, I don't like it. I don't like having comb in my hair.
I have zones.
If you get your, if you getting your hair done the next day, it ain't really that much of a problem.
No, don't come in my hair.
I'll be pissed.
Yeah, you like it's inevitable. You got to jump in the shower and wash it. Like, there's no way around it.
There's no wiping.
Things happen, but I wouldn't prefer it. Like, I'm not gonna say if he asks me, I'm not gonna say in my hair, nigga.
Yeah, but why do you want to come there?
Because it's coming on your face and it gets in your hair. How do you make it not get in your hair?
I got a whole face.
But that shit slide down to the side.
See, if you get in that little edges,
you be like, look, you gotta be like this. You gotta put your hands around your face and be like, come here, but just don't get in my hair.
Nah, I mean, if you come on the edges, you can't come like in the base of the shit, like my roots and shit. You can't do that. That's nasty.
All right, just thought I'd ask.
More research.
But you have some new music out. This is coming out on the 30th.
Yeah, the 31st. I'm putting out a project called The Songs That Didn't Make the Tape. I put out a project before this called The Regime that did fairly well as an independent artist. I'm an independent artist.
So wait, what's the deal with Russell Simmons and Steve Rifkin? I know Steve Rifkin's not doing it all Def Digital, but do you still have anything with...
Steve Rifkin called me yesterday while I was out here. I thought he was stalking my Instagram or something. I was like, damn.
He DM'd you?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Just asking.
You tried it. That was petty. That was petty. I didn't appreciate it one bit. But no, they were very instrumental to... They put money in my pocket and they believed in me. A lot of times, you know, being a female in this game, people want to kind of box you in and put you in this certain formula. And those guys, they're legendary. They've done so many things, good things for hip hop. And the fact that they saw something in me when I was working with them, they were doing content, so they wanted to license my content. So I was still an independent artist even doing situations with them. They just had the first, like, I would bring stuff to them and they would buy it and then they would be able to license the content.
Right, and then you still own it. They're just licensing it.
Absolutely.
For
their
use.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's the new wave. Mm-hmm. That's the new wave. You're so able to still
streaming
own
is
your
good
shit.
For you though, huh?
Like, it is.
As far as making money, because I think for artists that is really good for people to go back and listen to. They might hear some of the new music and listen to The Regime and listen to the songs that didn't make.
Streaming is so good for me actually that I put out a project in 2012. It was just a mixtape. At the end of last year, it's called The Coronation. At the end of last year, I put a few more songs on it, and then I put it on iTunes and Tidal and everything, and people are buying it because they have a greater appreciation. I think just me being an independent artist and doing everything myself the way that I do it, people... they see my progression. Like, they're going to see, people are going to see this interview and appreciate the fact that I stick to my guns and I do what I want to do for my career. And they support me and they support me with their money. They support me coming to the show. So, you know,
I'm sure in New Orleans, a lot of the artists there try to sign you or try to get you to be, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that didn't happen.
Yeah.
But you feel like I got to be independent.
I mean, I don't feel like I'm not one of these people that's like saying it just to flaunt the word independent around. I'm only independent because I have not ran across the right situation for me. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not one of those artists that just want to sign because you're a big artist or because you've done something with everyone else. Because I'm me. I'm bringing something different to the table. So just because you did this for such and such,
doesn't mean that that's...
I'm a different variable. Yeah.
But I'm sure
there's
people you grew up like admiring and being like, damn, that shit kind of dope that they reaching out to me now.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Several people like Baby, Timbaland, Def Jam, just in general, because with the Russell Simmons situation, he wasn't with Def Jam.
Right.
But just every time that I meet somebody, because I'm so... I think secluded in the way that I move. I still live in New Orleans. I still have a home in New Orleans. New Orleans is not a fast-paced place. And it's not a place where people come there to party and bullshit.
Right.
You know?
And eat some great food.
Yeah, yeah. People come there for that. So the fact that I'm able to get a little to go further in my career and progress, that's admirable. Mm-hmm. So when I see people reach out to me in the city, it always feels good, but I just haven't had the right situation that's gonna make me jump.
Was it ever hard to turn any of them down because of the fact that you did look up to them when you were younger or whatever?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm especially coming up the way that I came up. You know, I have friends that were trying to influence me because they know that they're along for the ride. So I started to look at certain people around me like, damn, you're really going. I'm telling you all the fucked up shit that's in this contract, and you're still trying to tell me you should do it because you know that's going to be a quicker way for you to mm-hmm. have these experiences. People like experiences, mm-hmm. but you're not going to influence me to fuck my life up,
right?
You know,
yeah, we've seen that happen mm-hmm. in New Orleans.
Shut the fuck up.
What I'm saying, all right.
True, indeed.
Rather you than me.
True, indeed. Oh my God, I was a little slow on that pick.
You caught it. You got it. There you go.
Well, 3D Nazi, we really appreciate it. We had a lot of fun with you today.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, make sure y'all check her out.
3D Nazi, 3DNazi.com. Don't you slide. Without me saying that. 3DNazi.com. Make sure y'all hit me up. Instagram. I am really the one that's running all my social media. So hit me up. I might.
Slide in them DMs.
She likes that.
Yeah, she likes that. Tell about it.
This interview is over.
Lip service.
Don't forget, this week's episode of Lip Service is brought to you by Boss Bitch. Ladies, lead by example and take charge of your lives with Boss Bitch, a simple 12-step plan to take charge of your career by best-selling author of Rich Bitch, Nicole Lapin. Women are disrupting the workplace for the better. Ladies, it's time to disrupt your own industry. Boss Bitch will show you how, says Sarah Blakely, founder of Spanx. A boss bitch is somebody who simply embraces being a boss in all aspects of the word. It isn't something to apologize for, it's something to celebrate. So pick up your copy of Boss Bitch today, available everywhere that books are sold.